Welcome to the HCR2 Community Podcast.
In this podcast, we'll be discussing the history of the game, concerns within the community, insider info, and well-known guests.
We hope you find this informative and fun. Now let's get to it.
Hey, Hulk, bro, put the phone away. We're supposed to be recording.
Sorry about that. Just running some cups. All right, let me put the game away. All right, let's get to it.
All right, so welcome, everybody. This is the HCR2 Community Podcast. My name is Juanito, and I am from Team Reddit, and joining me today is...
Hulkster from Team USA.
All right. It's good to have you, man. I've known you, I think, for not that long, right?
Not too long, but it seems like, you know, things happen so fast in this game. And yeah, we've talked every day now for weeks. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited for this. I think that we're going to bring some really cool information, good insider info for everybody, and bring the community together in a little bit of a different way.
That's true. I agree. For now, you know what? I mean, as I said, I don't know you that well, and I don't think the listeners know you that well. So tell us more about yourself.
Sure. So I am Hulkster from Team USA. I have been playing the game now. I think I started right around the team's update, but I wasn't that serious of a player. I, you know, don't even know if I did public events back then. I just ran a bunch of cups, thought it was a fun racing game. And then I joined my first team. It was a lower ranked team just to kind of get a feel for it. And, you know, I always had my eye on a team called Steel Thumbs 412. And the reason I joined that team was, number one, they were a better ranked team, and it had some, you know, local roots for me, being from where I am. So I joined that team. That's when I actually got Discord for the first time, because when you join a better team, you get Discord, you start chatting, and that's when the game kind of took off for me. I became a more serious player, started focusing more on team events. My GP got increased, and... you know, I was with the Steel Thumbs 412 team for quite a while, until about maybe 5 months ago. I always had in the back of my mind, you know, if you're ever gonna make that jump to be on what we all call now the national teams. When we started seeing the national teams come out, you know, Greece, Italia, Reddit has always been there, Germany. You know, all those top-ranked teams started changing to their country. And we had, for the United States, we didn't have USA. We had Stars and Stripes. So that's what, you know, in the back of my mind, I always thought, you know, number one, am I good enough to play on the top 10 team? Number two, you know, why would you make that jump? And for me, it came down to, you know, I took the game seriously enough, and I wanted to be on, you know, top teams competing against other top teams. So, when I made the jump to USA, I saw that there's 49 other racers that take the game just as seriously as I do. And that's a really cool experience. And you have a whole new world open up when you join a top team. The Discord servers are a little bit more detailed. There's a lot more challenges going on. There's a lot more, you know, a whole new world opens up, and you get to know other top teams, and you get to speak to other people. And from there, when I was brought into the Fair Play server, that's when things kind of even took another step for me, because now I talk to teams from all over the world. We have 15 moderators all representing different top teams. and we get to know each other on a different level. And I think that, you know, us being moderators on the Fairplay server, getting to talk to each other every day, bringing all these different experiences together, that's when, you know, the natural flow for me, when you mentioned the podcast came about, because it gives everybody listening to us a chance to kind of get inside our world and see what we see and learn a lot about what we've learned. So I know I talked a lot there.
Before you stop there for a second, I just want to ask you some questions.
Sure.
You mentioned this team you started in Steel Thumbs 42, I believe you said.
412,
sorry. How high did you get with them in the leaderboards?
They are currently ranked, so we've gotten as high as around 50. I think right now we're around 58, 59, or 60. But I still play on that team on my second account. And, you know, I consider them some of the best friends I have in this game. You know, the team has an amazing culture, and it really is like a family there. And it was important for me that when I made the move to USA, that I stayed in touch with them and brought my other account there just to always still race with them, because it's a great group of people.
Yeah, that's really nice. I do the same thing. But also, I'm sure, because it was the same case for me, but when you left Steel Thumbs, you were looking for, as you said, like a bigger jump, you know, some people to take it more seriously. I think a lot of the times the positioning of your team sometimes reflects how serious they take the game. Because, you know, you mentioned you got what, like top 60, top 80?
For a while, we were close to top 50, and we're around 60-ish now.
Okay. But would you say, is it because they are not as skilled of players, or is it because they just don't take it as seriously as maybe you do or the guys over at USA?
I think that, number one, it's really hard when you're in the ranks, say, 45 to 150. Matchmaking becomes a huge concern. Turnover becomes a huge concern. You want to make sure that you always have a full team to compete against other teams. But then you get to a point where you're going to match against the Germany. You're going to get a match against Team Discord, and those are automatic losses. So
yeah, that's true.
So when you join, you know, a top 10 team, matchmaking is important, but it's not as important because there's only a handful of teams that you really have to watch out for. Whereas at a team like Steel Thumbs, there's about 50 teams that you really have to watch out for.
Yeah, that's a good point. So then, what, in your opinion, what do you think is a good, alternative, I want to say, for teams in that area that you mentioned, you know, 45 to 150 and even below? Like, what do you think they can do to improve to maybe even reach those higher ranks?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I think nowadays it's going to have to come down to a merger. It's really hard to bring the top talent in the game to a team that isn't already in the top 10 without doing mergers. And I'm not talking just one merger. I'm talking maybe 2-3 mergers to get to the next tier.
Fair enough. But what if it's a team maybe that has low garage power? Because and I'm sure everyone has seen this in the past, but some teams, they start from zero. So when they do that, what type of advantage are they gaining from starting from zero?
Easier opponents, maxing rewards, and that's why we see so many team resets. That's why there's teams that take breaks for a while. You know, maybe they were burned out from top competition, and they say, we're going to do a reset team, and all the members move to the reset team, and you collect rewards and tickets for 3, 4, 5 months, so that when you make your jump back to the number one team, you're ready. You've got more GP, more rewards, more coins, more special tickets, and you're ready to go if you meet a top competitor.
Yeah, fair enough. And I've seen this from a lot of people, that people don't save up their tickets the way they're supposed to be. So, you know, like, how do you handle your tickets, let's say, in a team like USA? Like, when do you decide to use a ticket? When do you not? Do you try to save as much as possible?
I try to save as much as possible.
We all do.
But I'm the last person to give strategies on keeping tickets, because I mean, I could use a purple ticket in the very first run of an event if I know that I can get a better score. That's just the way I am. I kind of go all out for every single event. I mean, if we're playing a team and it's a 3K or it's not a close match, I do try to save a ticket, unless, you know, you just get frustrated and you push the purple button. but in a match where it's an obvious win or an obvious loss, the strategy is don't waste a ticket.
Yeah, fair enough. But just for everyone listening here, do what he does. Do not, if I can tell you one thing, is do not ever waste a ticket on the very first run of a new event.
Absolutely not.
That is the worst thing you can do.
And also, we still need to get back to your introduction, by the way. I just remembered that.
Oh, you're right.
Because everyone's listening to Juanito and Hulkster, and they don't even know maybe who Juanito is, you know, what's Juanito's story. So, but I'll answer that question first. So when you have lower GP, when you're still building your account, you see what the new team event comes out, you see IO or Vershack or Vacope or somebody come out with a video. Don't rush to spend all of your coins the very first time you see one of their videos, one of their lineups, because it's ultimately going to change at some point. So save your coins, run the lineup, and then maybe a day into the first look at a new event, then start tweaking the parts and spending coins and scraps to get those, because your lineup may not be the same. And I've gotten burned several times doing that before.
That's true.
Okay, now give us your intro. What's your story?
So as you guys, as I said before, my name is Juanito in game. Actually, it's Juanito RS. I'll get back to that eventually. But I started playing not long after, as well as when the team update came out. I played Hill Climb 1 a little bit in the past, but I got bored of it very quickly. So when the Hill Climb Racing 2 came out, I wasn't really that interested. And then one day I was at a party and I was bored, so I started playing it. And I got hooked so much with the team updates. They were just so fun. So I started playing in a local team as well. I'm from Colombia, so the name of the team was Paz Colombia, which means like Colombia Peace. And they were a really nice team. In fact, it was great because I felt they took it very seriously. They had their own WhatsApp group where they shared strategies, they talked, you know, it was like a small community. It was very nice. But eventually I got bored of the team. I don't know. I felt like I always wanted to push myself to reach as far as I could. And even though we did touch the top 100 with this team, you get to that point, as you know, I'm sure you know, where you get to top 100, then you come back down, you lose three in a row, then you go back up a little bit, and then you just keep dropping. And then, I don't know, I wasn't having fun doing this. And back then, please, I think you're going to say
something. Yeah, it does get frustrating, because the teams in like the mid-range that are very good teams are very competitive, but they don't have the matchmaking strategies that a top team has. They don't have someone that puts in all the time tracking the leaderboards and tracking teams. So it really is. It's almost like an instant match, or we'll guess a delay. And that doesn't happen in the top 10. it doesn't happen in the top 20. So, you know, there's always going to be those times when you get, you run into three or four really hard opponents, and then you drop back down to 150 or 200.
Exactly. That's precisely it. And also, I've seen this in every single team. You know, you go on maybe a 2-win streak and everyone's excited, everyone's motivated, and then you lose one or two or three in a row and everyone's like, oh, I'm going to quit the game, I'm going to leave. So I think it's harder to handle a smaller team than a bigger team. So then, again, and by the way, this team had amazing players. Still to this day, guys that if they were in a top team, they'd be scoring top 10. And then, but I got bored. I went to this team called Team Latinos. They were, back then, they were like top 20-ish. They were pretty high. And they were just starting from zero, like we just talked about. They got stuck in the top 20 and they wanted to get higher. So they started on a smaller, they started from zero on a new team and they were just collecting rewards. So I joined them. It was an even better team, in my opinion. And they were such a lovely group of people. In fact, today, with my second account, I am in their team and I still share moments and games with them. And I was there maybe for like 2 months, but we got back to the exact same spot where we were not growing. And then there was a bit of conflict in the team because some players were starting to leave to this other team. And I was a co-leader in that team. And I was trying to propose ideas on like what we could do to get higher or attract good players. But everybody else wasn't seeing the same picture that I had in my head. So unfortunately, I left, not in bad terms, of course, because again, I'm there with my second account and I love those guys. But I saw a chance when Vereshak left. I think back then he was in Reddit and he left to make his own team. And that till recently it was called Vereshak Team. And he was just asking, I think, for 6,000 garage power, which I just had at the time, and I joined. And by the way, I was so excited at this point because I thought, oh my God, you know, like Vereshak, he's famous. He's probably like the best player in the world. Oh, I'm going to be in his team. I'm going to learn. I'm going to reach the top. For me, that was the idea. And quite literally, we were jumping places super quickly. Like, I remember when I joined, it was like a top, like in the rankings, there were top 200 and we were beating like top 30 teams. For me, that was insane. It was unbelievable. And then like the other two stories, we got stuck. there were a lovely group of people, but something for me was always attracting me to Reddit. I don't know what it was. You could say it's because they were the number one team for a long time or whatever, but something was telling me you need to join Reddit.
I think everyone knows, you know, everyone knows Reddit. Everyone knows that they are an unbelievably talented team. So, you know, to get to Reddit, you have to be one of the top players in the game or else you just won't make it there.
That's true. And in fact, I had a bit of a misconception of what the team Reddit was like because when I first applied via the leader back then, who used to be Nordberg, I had to show him any team, you show them your scores, your garage, and blah, blah, blah. And the first time I applied, he said, you know what, like, you're not good enough, maybe apply sometime later. So I thought, I'm not good enough. Maybe I won't even be able to make Reddit. But then I applied, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks later, and they had a spot. And I was getting a little bit tired of the game, you know, in Vereshak's theme. I even thought at one point that I might just quit the game. I thought, you know, if Nordberg lets me join Reddit, I'll be in Reddit for like a week. I can say I was in the best team in the world and then leave and quit the game. That was my plan.
Interesting.
I swear. And then Oh, and by the way, I thought Reddit was this type of team where, or because they're the best in the world and they just want good players. Like, there was not much of a community. It was just sweaty tryhards, like, trying to beat everyone as much as they could. And they would replace anybody that was maybe, like, the worst player and then just bring in the next better. If that makes sense.
Yes, and that's not the case from what you've said.
Oh, my God. It was not the case. Like, completely 180 turn. It was... The moment I joined the team, because they have a Discord server, I joined the server and I was greeted like no team before, man. And I was nobody. I mean, I'm still nobody, but, you know, like, I'm literally the biggest noob in the game. I'm joining the best team in the world and everyone's treating me like I'm their best friend, man. It was amazing. From day one, it felt like a family. And very quickly, I found my interest back in the game. And since then, I've been here. I mean, I've been in Reddit now since December of 2019. And I have been a co-leader since May, I want to say.
That's excellent. So, and I do want to comment on what you just said about how you were treated like their best friend. You know, so when one thing that is unique to the Team USA is we have players that come and, you know, they want to try their luck with USA, see if they can hang with some of the top scorers. And it's either, you know, some of the guys come, they score well, but they still miss their old team, whether it's, you know, whether it was TRR or EC Huck or another good team, the feeling of, you know, they're not rejected. If they say, hey, you know, this was fun, this is a fantastic team, you guys are awesome, but I just miss my old team. They're never given any trouble. It's always like, you know, we appreciate you joining our team. We had a lot of fun with you. You're welcome back anytime. And that's unique in a lot of teams that don't see that way. You know, if you join a team and leave, you're not welcome back in a lot of cases, and that's different for them.
That's true. That's very true. And as I was saying, I thought, you know, Reddit were just a bunch of sweaty tryhards, but it was the opposite. Like, here, everybody talks to each other, not only about game-related stuff, but, you know, we become genuine friends. We share strategies, we share videos, music. Like, in the Reddit server, we even have... Actually, I stole this from another team. But we have this thing called Trivia Nights, and it's a bot from Discord that gives you like trivia like questions, and it's like an actual game. And we, you know, we get there like every day at like 10 p.m. and we have a game, and then the winner gets a tag on Discord called Trivia God.
That's funny. One thing that USA does that I think is so much fun and so cool, there is a channel on our server called Crew Picks, where we post a picture of ourselves. We say a little bit about ourselves, so you know the in-game name, but you don't know what they look like. You don't know a little bit about them, and that kind of personalizes the whole experience, and it takes it to a new level. And it's a lot of fun to do that.
That's nice. That's actually, I like that idea. That's really nice. Oh, here's a good question, because I know a lot of the national teams, they have this opportunity because their players are all from the same country. But have you guys thought of meeting up together in some place? I mean, I know the U.S. is a bigger, it's like a continent, but...
I think at some point a few players did meet up in the South to just meet in real life. I know that I actually talked about that with... the leader of Steel Thumbs too, because we're essentially in the same city, and we thought about, you know, going to a park and having a team grill out for anybody that's local, playing a little bit of the game. And I still think that's a really cool idea.
Right. I think just the way this game has the ability to combine so many people, even from so many different parts of the world, and just, you know, be like your best friends. Like, I remember Once I saw a picture, I can't remember. You might know this better, but there was this team. I think it was called, maybe it might be Team Bulgaria, and they all met up. Like all 50 players met up in a restaurant.
I did not hear that, but that's awesome, and I wish that that happened more. And I think Discord does a really good job of bringing the community together, and I think that's partly why we decided to make this podcast, because it's just adding another personal layer of the game. You know, the game is one small part of the overall picture, playing team events, playing cups, playing public events, doing team public event mobs is another really fun thing to do. And this podcast brings it together in a different way. So we can have people from all over the world listening to us talk about our teams, talk about what we do on Discord, talk about matchmaking, talk about whatever, which brings me to another thought. So tell us what's this podcast all about? What's the point of it?
All right, I'm glad you asked. Well, believe it or not, it wasn't an original idea. I got this from someone else, but initially I proposed a podcast idea to the guys over at our Reddit, and they were not interested. And then, as you said, we, Hulkster and I, we are mods in the Fairplay server, and I proposed it to those guys over there, and they liked the idea. And for me, this podcast is just a deeper level of connecting with the community. You know, we have Discord to chat with people and share strategies. You have the YouTubers who post videos. You have Facebook groups as well. But now with this type of thing, with a podcast, you can put a voice to a name in game. You know what I mean? So, for example, I mean, I don't think we're that well known in the game, but for example, if we were to get someone like Vereshak, I don't think many people have heard his name, but hearing his voice would for many people be an exciting feat. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And I know that when you get into some of the top players, I know that they get a little bit shy, and actually a lot of people get a little bit shy when you mention that you're doing a podcast, because you don't want to put yourself out there too much. You don't want people to make fun of you. You don't want people to say, "Oh, these guys are lame. You know, they're sitting at home recording a podcast." But it's it's fun. It's fun. You know, why not do it? We, you know, it's also lame to run cups all day, but we all do it.
No, that's true. And if anything, it's precisely that. It's, you know, we're already in this community anyways. We play this game and we put in the hours to play the game. So why not get to know the community? You know, something that we're doing already in the Fair Play server is building our community. And I think every team has already done that. So, I mean, even through this podcast, I want to invite everybody to come, not only listen to the podcast, but to join us at the Fair Play server, you know, have a chat with us. And beyond that, the Fair Play server has an actual purpose. And I think maybe you can tell us more about that.
Exactly. And, you know, when you have your teams, you're almost in a little bubble. The higher the ranked team, the more contact with other teams you seem to have, because it's more well known. The players are more well known. And people are more inclined to want to talk to you on the, you know, the Discord servers, the public community Discord servers. And when you have a team, a lot of times you're in that little bubble. And the Fair Play server for me was an opportunity to not only work with you and your Team Germany, Reddit, The Machine, Frankel, you know, there's so many different teams, Discord, USA, there's so many different teams represented in just our moderator chat that we've been introduced to now, what, over 100 teams at least in that server. And it's really cool to have that community feel to it. And I hope that on the podcast, we have representatives from a lot of different top teams talking about what makes their team unique, what makes their team fun and interesting. And, you know, we do have some special guests already lined up. We've kind of teased the first guest as a little bit, you know, unique guest, really well-known guest. Can you give us something on who the first guest is? Because I know that's been a question that we've been asked a lot.
Ooh, okay. This is a good one. Well, I can't give away too much for now, because it's going to be a big surprise. The one thing I can say, maybe, is that he is our favorite community manager.
Ooh, okay. Community manager.
That's it. That's all.
Okay. We can do a little inferring from that who it might be, but it's going to be a really good first episode.
Oh yeah. I'm very, very excited. Not only for that episode, but beyond that, we already have lined up at least 4 other guests.
Exactly. So when you hear this podcast, we want you to come to the Fairplay server. In the Fairplay server, there's a channel related to the podcast. It's suggestions for us for topics. So if you're a top team and you want us to talk about something, if you're a middle ranked team and you want us to talk about something, if you're a reset team and you want us to talk about something, let us know. And also, before the first episode airs and before future episodes air, we're going to have information on who that guest is a day or two ahead of time, so we can put them in the community hot seat. So if we have some well-known player or some YouTuber or a community manager that's going to be our guest, give us questions and we're going to bring some good questions. We want to clear misconceptions up. We want to talk about, you know, anything. So submit the questions to us and we'll be sure to include them.
Exactly. Make sure you make questions that you would like to ask the guest, and we will ask those questions on your behalf. We'll even say your username on Discord so that the person knows who it's coming from. And that's going to be like a little shout out to everybody out there, because really this is what that's for. It's a community podcast. We want everyone to be involved one way or another.
And once you hear this podcast, if you come to the Fairplay server, don't be afraid to say hello to us. We want to chat with everyone. We want to get to know the community. So let us know what you think of it. Give us feedback. And I know I'm excited to release this and hear what people think of it, good or bad.
That's true. Please. I'm very excited for episode 1. I think Hulkster as well. It's going to be a big one. And do you have anything else to say, bro?
That pretty much does it for me. I mean, I look forward to releasing it. I look forward to our first guest, and I look forward to the continued conversation, the continued interest from the community. This has been very exciting so far, and we've had some really positive support, and I can't wait to see where it takes us.
I agree. And I hope through this episode 0, because this is really what it is, that you get to know a little bit more about Hulkster and I, just so you become more familiar with our voices, because we're going to be the hosts for the future as well.
I agree 100%.
Well, thank you for joining me, Hulk.
Thank you, and stay tuned.